Dr. Murthy, how are you? So come forward. All come forward.
At 8 o'clock, you want to leave? That's all right. This is microphone. I'll speak it like this. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It has to be like this. Yeah, like I shall try. And this is also the end. Hare Krishna. Just begin kirtan.
Devi,
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
गौरी वैष्णविंद की जय, रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय, वृंद कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर विश्वासादि गौर भक्त की जय, श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम सुंदर राधा वंदन की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप धाम की जय, नारायण की जय, यमुनामय की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, गावी तो भक्तवृंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरी टू दैट हेवनली लॉर्ड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू दैट हेवनली लॉर्ड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू दैट हेवनली लॉर्ड, थैंक यू.
We shall begin Bhagavad Gita. So I request you to come regularly so long I shall speak on the Bhagavad Gita. And from the very beginning, I shall try to make you understand the process of reading Bhagavad Gita and the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita by analytical study. I shall try to present. So, Bhagavad Gita is the science of God. Everything has scientific process of understanding. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnana samanyatam. Knowledge or science of God is very confident. This science is not ordinary science. It is very confidential. Jnanam me paramam guhyam chad vijnana samanyatam. Vijnana means, be means specific. It is a specific knowledge, and it has to be understood by specific process. Generally, we understand, we acquire knowledge by direct process, experimental knowledge, direct process. But Bhagavad Vigyan, the science of God, is so extensive and so intricate that it is not possible to apply our imperfect senses to understand the science of God. then we have to understand with our senses, otherwise what is the meaning of understanding? Yes. Therefore, these senses, when they will be purified, then we can understand. Just like a man cannot see due to some cataract complication, but if the cataract portion is surgically operated, he can see your treatment. Similarly, it is said in the Shastras that Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Namhave Grahyam Indriya. Our senses are very imperfect. That we can understand. For example, we are daily seeing the sun glow, but our experience is just like a disc, because my eyes cannot see things placed in long distance, and neither can see which is very near, just like the eyelid is just attached to the eye by eyes. This is imperfect. Neither we can see very close, neither we can see very long distance. Neither we can see in darkness. There are so many conditions. If those conditions are fulfilled, then our senses can act. Therefore, it is to be understood that our senses are imperfect. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Atha, therefore, Sri Krishna Namadi, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nama, nam means his name, his holy name. Adi, that is the beginning. To understand Krishna is to begin chanting his name, Nama. Nam Adi, Adi means in the beginning. Therefore, we recommend the students to chant Hare Krishna. Atha Sri Krishna Nama Adi. Nama means after you understand or realize Nama, then you will understand his quality, transcendental quality. When in the Vedic scripture, when it is said that the absolute truth is nirguna. Nirguna means, guna means quality. And ni means negative. And ni means arthe. Ni also used to ascertain. So nirguna can be used in two senses. The first sense is a negative, no guna, no quality. And the second is, it is difficult to assert. So both can be applied in the understanding of the Absolute Truth. How? First thing, he has no quality. He has no quality means, he has no material quality. He has no material quality. There is, in the Vedic literature, it is said that apani pada javanak dhita. The Absolute Truth has no hands or legs, but he accepts everything. Now, this acceptance, suppose if you are giving me something, if I accept, then it is supposed that I have got hands or I have got senses. So, when in the Vedic literature it is said that the Absolute Truth has no hands or legs, that means He has no hand and leg as we conceive in this material world. When you speak of hand, immediately I think my hand or your hand. But this is limited. So when you cannot adjust that God has got hand and also leg, in the Upanishad it is said that God, the Absolute Truth, Brahma, can walk so fast that even air cannot go so fast. In this way, there are descriptions. So that means, as stated in the Brahma Samhita, that Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigra, he is form, he has got form, undoubtedly. But his form is different. The Mayavadi philosopher, whenever they think of form, they think in terms of his own form. That is the difference. Therefore, it is said in the Bhagavad, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi. Sri Krishna Nam is not ordinary Nam. Name. Nam means name. Sri Krishna Nam is transcendental, absolute. There is no difference between the name and the person and object. Here, there is difference. The name and the object is different. Water and the name water and the substance water, different. I cannot satisfy my thirst simply by chanting water, water. But by chanting Hare Krishna, I can realize God. That is the difference. Therefore, we have to purify our senses. These senses will give you opportunity to hear His transcendental name, to see His transcendental form, to understand His transcendental quality, and so many. He has got His name, He has got His quality, He has got His form, then He has got His associates, everything. Whatever we see in this material world, they are simply pervertic reflection of the reality. Real form is there. Real name is there in the spiritual world. Just like my name, such and such, your name, Mr. John. This John is not actually your name because you are spirit soul, eternal. But this John name is in relationship with this temporary body. As soon as the name, as soon as this body is finished, then John name is finished. Then again, you take another body, you have got another name. Therefore, this is not your name. But Krishna, His name, in the spiritual world and in this world is same. His name does not change. Tatasya Krishna Namani Namhavi Graham Indriyai Sevan Mukhihi Jivhado by service attitude. Swami was Purattva. The name, form, quality associated when we are in service attitude, they become revealed to us. It is not that, just like we ask you, what is your name? So, if I ask God, oh God, what is your name? God is not subject to our challenging. You see, He'll not reveal His name. You cannot understand. If you want to know God by your chant, that I can understand, I can see, therefore I shall see God, then I will be, you'll never see. You'll never see. God is not under your chant. Therefore the qualification of understanding God in surrender. Sarvadhanman Prithajamamitam Saranam. And the process of understanding God is from God, not from others. He's so great. How can you understand by your mental speculation? So, here in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is revealing Himself by His causeless mercy. So, how does He reveal, which I'll try to explain, from the fourth chapter. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratamana Humabhayam Vivashan Manavipraha Manuikhata Vipravi. The Lord says that this confidential yoga system was explained by me formally to the sun god Vivashan. There is, in every planet, there is a chief man, a chief deity, and he has got different names. Just like in the heavenly planet, there is also chief man, or chief deity, who is called Indra. And this moon planet, he is called Chandra. The sun planet, he is called Vivasan. This is the name of the chief man. Just like in your country, the chief man is called the president, or in other countries, he calls in some countries the chief man is called the king or the president, like that. So this is post. You can also occupy that post. If you are qualified, you can become the president of your country. Similarly, the post of sun god, Vivasan, also you can occupy, if you are qualified. You can occupy the post of Brahma. They are also living entities like us. Just like President Johnson is also a living entity like you, but he is elevated to that position for his quality. Similarly, if you attain such quality, you can become the chief deity or chief man in many other planets. Jānti Deva Prata Devānti Trīn Jānti Deva Prata. These things are described. So, when we speak, as Krishna is saying, that imam vivasati yugam prattvāna hamabhyam, that means, this Bhagavad Gita was spoken long, long before. It is not that Arjuna is the first man who heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. Krishna says that this yoga system I spoke to Vivasan, sun god. And Vivasan Manave Praha, and the sun god explained this sign to his son, Manu. Manu is the forefather of the mankind. In Sanskrit, from Manu, it has come Manushya, or Manava, Manava Jati.
sensitivity, the monochromat, and similarly in English also, from mono, the mankind or the man. The original word is mono. Here it is said that vivasam manave praha. Formerly there were transportation service from one planet to another. That transportation service is still existing, but not with this planet, but higher planetary system there is transportation service from one planet to another by different kinds of airplanes. And in the Siddha Loka, there is another planet which is called Siddha Loka. In the Siddha Loka, the living entities or human beings are so advanced in yogic practice that they can travel with this body from one planet to another. This description is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto. And in this planet also, there are many yogis, even still existing. They can travel in this planet very swiftly by yogic power. There are many yogis who daily take birth in four places, in Prayag, in Rameswaram, in Jagannath Puri, and in Haridwar. Still there are some yogis in India. So they can transfer themselves, transport themselves from one place to another very quickly. So there was no difficulty in communicating with Mano or Manushan, Ikhaku. The communication was there. The radio system was so nice, the communication could be transferred from one planet to another. So here it is said that vivasana manave praha manu ikha bhavityati. So first of all, this was spoken to Sun God Vivasana, and Vivasana spoke to his son Mano, and Mano spoke to his son Ikha. This Maharaj Ikhaku happened to be ancient emperor on this planet, and his dynasty, Lord Ramchandra, appeared, Maharaj Ikhaku. He is Kshatriya. These are all Kshatriya. Surya, Vivasana, is also Kshatriya. There are two Kshatriya families, one from the sun and one from the moon, Chandravamsa and Suryavamsa. They are existing. The Indo-European stock, they are also coming from the Kshatriyas. From the history of Mahabharata, we can understand the Aryan family who migrated to Europe, they also belong to this Suryavamsa or Chandravamsa. Anyway, that is another department of knowledge. Here it is said that Krishna says that I spoke this philosophy or this system or this doctrine of Bhagavad Gita, yoga. This is also yoga. This is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is a direct method of approaching God. Imam Vivasati Yogam Prastavan Aham Abhayam. This yoga is infallible. It is never lost. Abhayam. Abhayam means it has no annihilation because it is transcendent. Anything spiritual, transcendental has no annihilation. Even matter has no annihilation. Modern science says conservation of the energy. So in God's creation, there is no question of annihilation. But the difference between matter and spirit is this, that matter
say the nature of matter is bhutta bhutta praliya. It appears, is manifest. That's like you prepare a pot from clay and someday the pot will be annihilated, but it will go to the clay again, and again you can prepare from clay pot. Just like the garbage you are throwing daily, and again you are getting material from earth to manufacture so many things. So this is going. This karma yoga, this world is so made that the matter is there. You simply take it and transform the shape. That is your activity. So, avidya karma sangha anya tritiya shakti rishyate. In the Vishnu Puran, it is said that this material world is full of ignorance, just like children. They make so many playthings from earth or clay and again break it. And this practice is very prominent in your country. I see in big cities like New York, Boston, very nice buildings, well built with stone and iron, breaking it. And again, some skyscraper. And it is suggested in your almanac, world almanac, the next 100 years, they will break all these buildings and they will go underground. Yes, because atomic age, so nobody will have ready in the world almanac. The prediction is that. That world, next 100 years, nobody will live on the surface of the world. Everyone go somewhere. And when they want some pure air, they'll come out to see what is this surface of the world. This is suggested, you can read it. So this nature of material world is like that. Punap punap charvita charvanana, chewing the chewed. You chew something, you throw it, and again somebody comes chewing it. Punap punap charvita charvanana. Bhagavad says that they are engaged with this material body and material activity. Just like you are changing, bhutta bhutta paliyate. We are changing our body from one body to another. Similarly, as with the change of my body, my activities are also changed. The material is supplied by the material nature and my activities are different. In this way, I am going on. Bhutta, bhutta, prasya. But this does, we cannot come to the conclusion that if there is any possibility for eternal life or eternal activity or no change, because we don't want change. Even at the time of death we are very sorry because we have to change the body. Even for changing one apartment for another apartment we are sorry. Therefore, for a sannyasi it is recommended that he should not live more than 3 days in a place. Because as soon as he leaves more than 3 days, he gets some attachment. So he is forbidden. But at the present moment, everything has changed. So, bhutta bhutta paliya, we are in the existence of change. Always transformed from one platform to another, one form to another, one business to another. But our nature is eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarir. This is it. All this explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So how we can get that eternal life, eternal nature, eternal happiness and eternal knowledge? The Bhagavad Gita is meant for that purpose. If you are interested for eternity, then Bhagavad Gita is very convenient. So this science was spoken, first of all, to Vibhushan, the son of the sun god. He spoke to his son Manu, and Manu spoke to his son Ikkhaku. And in the second verse, the Lord says, evaṁ parampara prāpta. In this way, by disciplic succession, evaṁ parampara prāpta. That means the process of understanding this particular type of yoga. Any understand from this any yoga or this yoga is to understand from disciplic succession. Parampara. Evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājarsayo vidu. Rājarsaya means all the names mentioned here, either Vibhushan or Mano or Ikkhaku, they are all great emperors and kings. Formerly, the emperors and kings were family-wise. Just like, at least in England, we have got the king by family-wise. In every country, it was now monarchy, they have all. So, the Kshatriyas, they are qualified. There is no question of democracy. At the present moment, by democracy, if somebody can somewhere or other acquire some vote, he becomes a chief man. But formerly, the practice was that a qualified man who is trained, a king, he was on the seat. They are called Rajas. Rajas means practically they were sages. Just like Maharaj Janak. There are many kings, ideal kings. Maharaj Yudhisthira, Maharaj Ramchandra, many kings. Even Maharaj Parikshit, 5,000 years before, he was so responsible king that when he was on tour, he saw that one cow was being attempted to be killed and the cow was crying. And at once the king stopped, who are you? In my kingdom, a cow is crying, I shall immediately kill it. So the king was so responsible that even animal was not allowed to be dissatisfied. What to speak of that? So they were so responsible. They are called Rajas. Rajas. And it is particularly everything, knowledge is meant for high class of men. Low class of men, what they will understand? So this Bhagavad Gita was spoken to the Rajas. The great kings were just like saints and sages. They were on the throne, but they are all, dedicated souls for the peace and prosperity of the people. That's like Maharaj Parikshit. When he was born, this Maharaj Parikshit is the, what is called, posthumous son, born after the death of his father. What is called, English one? Posthumous. So, his father died before his birth. In the battle of Kurukshetra, there are two parties, cousin brothers fighting. So, Maharaj Parikshit's father, Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, he was only 16 years old boy, but he was fortunately married. His marriage is also very peculiar. The daughter was, Uttara was offered to Arjuna. But Arjuna said that this girl I have treated her as my student. He was teacher. I cannot marry. She is my daughter. So then Arjuna says, I have got grown-up son. I'll arrange her marriage with my son. So Uttara was married with his son at the age of 16 years. The boy and the girl both were 16 years old and they were married. Fortunately, when the battle was going on, this boy was also called to fight and the girl was pregnant. But the boy never returned. He died in the battlefield. So Parikshit Maharaj remained in the womb of his mother. So after the battle of Kurukshetra, everybody died. That child was the only, descendant of the whole Kuru dynasty. So he was very carefully protected, and the attempt was made to kill this child also by the other party, but Krishna saved him. Anyway, when the child was born, Maharaj Yudhishthira, his grandfather, five grandfathers, no son, only one grandson. So the system is, when a child is born, great Pandits and Brahmins are called to ascertain the future history of the child. Namakaran. What is called? There is a particular name. So Maharaj Yudhishthira was very much anxious to know how this child will be affectionate to his praja. You see, the astrologer was speaking so many things about the child, that he will be like this, he will be like this, he will be like this. But he was anxious that whether he will be worthy of our dynasty. Because in this dynasty, the Surya Vamsa, all the kings were just like father of the citizens. Whether he will be like that or he will be exploited. Then the Brahmin said, no, this child will be like this, and actually he was there. So this Rajasi, they were great personalities. They are, although on the royal throne, they are not for luxury and tax collecting, no. They were just exactly like real father, always thinking of the happiness of the praja. It was actual democracy. There was committee of the Brahmin who guided the king, and the king control over the citizens by the guidance of the Brahmin. This was the system. So here it is said, evam parampara praptam imam rajasayu. This system for understanding Bhagavad Gita was correct. Krishna says to Arjuna. He says also, sakalena iha mahata yubrana. Oh, the secret of this Bhagavad Gita to his son Manu. Manu spoke the secret of the Bhagavad Gita to his son Ikkhaku. So now that system is now law. Kalena mahata. By the great power. Kala means time. Time has got its influence, very great influence. Time's business is, whatever you make, time will try to kill it. Thus, you make a nice house, very nice house, but as soon as it becomes older, it is being killed. You have a very good body, nice body, but the influence of time is trying to kill it. That is the influence of time. In the Bhagavad Gita you also find that when Arjuna saw the universal form of Krishna, he asked that, who are you? And Krishna said in that universal form that, I am Kala. I have come to kill. This was the answer.
The Kala's business is, Kala, time, to kill. So here also it is said, Sakalena yaha, Kalena mahata. Mahata is also Karan and Kalena by the influence of, that is now law. Because it is a struggle. Our struggle for existence means we are trying to exist, but Kala is fighting to kill. That is doing. So Kala's business, time's business is to kill. But that system is now lost, is now killed by the influence of time. Sakale namaya, yoganasta parama. Then, what is to be done? Sa eva ayam maya te adya yoga prasta prata. So I have already begun to speak to you about this Bhagavad Gita. So it is not a new doctrine that I am presenting before you. That God, Saiva, Anamayati, was the Yoga Purata Puratana. Puratana means the same old system. Puratana. Puratana means Purana. Purana means the old historical event. Purana. And this Mahabharata. Mahabharata is also history. Mahabharata. Great history. And the Srimad Bhagavata is also called Mahapurana, the great history of olden days. So here also the same word is used, that Krishna says, Sa eva ayam, the yoga system, the Bhagavad Gita yoga system, which I am now speaking to you, is very old. How old you can imagine that I first spoke it to the sun god? If you calculate only the age of Mano, it is about 40 million years. So, speak the minimum. So anyway, it is very, very old. Not that it is a doctrine which is presented just like in the modern educational system, somebody is presenting some doctrine and he is getting the title, doctor, some new thesis. It is not like that. There is nothing to be researched. Eternal knowledge has nothing to be researched. There is no question of research. It is already established that otherwise there is no meaning of eternity. So this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is eternal. It is not a product of modern research or doctrine. Purat, saiva, saiva ayam maya te adhya, adhya means today. Today I am speaking on the battlefield. Yoga prasta puratam. Why you have selected me? Why you have selected me? And why this battlefield? You are speaking a philosophical doctrine and the science of God. And you are speaking to me, I am not a Vedanti, I am not even a Brahmin, I am not even sannyasi, ordinary grihastha. Of course, I have got the privilege that I am your friend, so much so. Otherwise, yoga system is not to be spoken to me. Why you are speaking to me? This may be question. Why? Specifically, it was spoken to Arjuna. The reply, Bhaktosi. The only qualification is that you are my devotee. That's all. Therefore, from the very beginning, it is to be understood, one who is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot understand what is Bhagavad. Those who are not devotees, there are different classes of men. Some of them are karmi, some of them are jnani, some of them are yogi, and some of them are bhaktas. There are enlightened, cultivated persons that can be divided into four groups. Those who are ordinary men,
they do not know anything except to keep this body comfortably, the materialistic, more or less. In this life or next life, they simply want material comfort. They are called karmis. And jnanis, jnanis means they are disgusted with this karma. Because there is a time, a point, when they become disgusted, just like the American young men. They are not disgusted with this material thing. So they are searching after knowledge. But unfortunately, this state is also not very enthusiastic, and there are many who are exploiting. But here is the knowledge. And that point comes when the karmis becomes disgusted, confused, because the spirit soul, he wants spiritual life. He cannot be happy with any amount of materialistic life. In our childhood, we read one poetry that a boy has brought one bar, and the bar is talking with the boy. My dear bird, you live with me, I shall give you very nice food, I shall talk with you, and so many things. But the bird says, no, I want to go out. I want to go out. No, I shall give you golden cake, you don't wear it. So he says, no, no, I don't like golden cake. I want freedom. So that was that. So similarly, if a bird is kept in golden cage and his golden foodstuff is supplied to him, it is not happy. It is not possible. Similarly, we are spirit soul. Any amount of material happiness will never make me happy. That is a fact. But due to our insight, we do not know what is happiness. Nate vidu sartha gatim he vishnu. They do not know what is the ultimate aim of life, what is the goal of life. They are trying to be happy with this matter, and the material happiness means sex life, and they are trying to squeeze the sex life in the body. Janamai phanadi dhyame vitukhami tuchham. That is not possible. That is not possible. Therefore, this Bhagavad Gita Yoga system, which is very old, 40 million of years before, ago it was spoken, and before that it was also spoken, that is not stated here, because it is eternal. Abhaya, Puratan, old. So, who is qualified to understand Bhagavad Gita? You can understand. Those who are not bhaktas, they can also understand superficially. Just like one has got the bottle of honey. If one thinks that I have got the bottle of honey, let me lick up the bottle. So licking the bottle, what taste is there? The bottle has to be opened and see what is there. And if a rascal thinks that I am licking this bottle, I am eating honey, I am tasting honey, he is a rascal number one. Simply, similarly, if one is not bhakta, if one is not Krishna's devotee, that rascal cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Plain, saying it is stated. First of all, try to become the devotee of Krishna. Then try to understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Not by your scholarship or by your speculation. Then you will never understand Bhagavad Gita. If you have to understand Bhagavad Gita, then you have to understand by the process as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Not by your own mental speculation. This is the process of understanding. Bhaktosi means sakhasi. Bhakta means who is bhakta? Bhakta means one who has revived his eternal relationship with God.
Sarvapad is nirmukta. Now, in this body, I am thinking I am American. That's how long I am American. I am American so long this body is there. That's all. I am thinking I am Indian. I am thinking I am Brahmin. I am this or that. Whatever I may think. How long? So long this body is there. And the next life, if you get a dog body, then you think I am dog. If you get a cat body, then you think I am cat. So, bhakta means not that superficial relationship. My relationship with the society, family, country, or humanity, they are all superficial. Because my body is superficial. The real relationship with Krishna, Mami Mangsa Jiva Bhuta, all these living entities are my part and parcel. Krishna claims. Sarvajoni Shukantaya. Sambhavanti Muttaya. In each and every species of life, as many forms as there are. They are all my part and parcel. Krishna is saying like that. So bhakta means when we revive our relationship, how I am connected with Krishna, then he is bhakta. Then he is bhakta. That relationship is perversely reflected in this material world. That relationship. As somebody is related with Krishna as master and servant. That is reflected here also. There is master and servant. But the both of them are cheating one another. The master is trying to exploit the servant and the servant is trying to exploit the master. They are also forming unions, how to exact money from the capitalist, and the capitalist is trying to exact liver from the liver. So here, that master and servant is there, but both of them are cheaters and cheaters. So, if we really want to be master and servant, the supreme master is Krishna, and you engage yourself in his service, you'll never be cheated. You'll never be cheated. You want to love, you love Krishna as your husband or lover, you'll never be cheated. You love children, you love Krishna as your child, just like Dasaratha accepted Krishna as his child, you'll never be cheated. So, the same relationship is there, but it is perverted reflection and there is no happiness. But when we become bhakta or establish one relationship with Krishna, that's like Arjuna. Arjuna is bhakta. What kind of bhakta? Bhaktosi means sakha. Sakha says, you are bhakta at the same time, my friend. So to become bhakta means either you become a friend of Krishna, or a servant of Krishna, or a lover of Krishna, or a father of Krishna, or mother of Krishna. In this way there are so many. Or you become enemy of Krishna. Just I hear nothing. So, this is the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, I am speaking from this fourth chapter, the secret of understanding Bhagavad Gita is here, and if you follow this principle, just like when you purchase one bottle of medicine from the drug shop, there is dose. This medicine is to be taken by this dose. If you follow the direction of the bottle label, then you get benefit. Similarly, here is the direction. Evam parampara praptam, you have to understand Bhagavad Gita from the disciple succession, and that is means one who is devotee. Devotee. So devotee, this disciple succession and devotee. Otherwise there is no question. If the disciple succession
is something else than devotional service, then he cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. There are many practical experiences and so many scholars' books we have studied, and their commentary is all nonsense because they are not bhaktas. They try to understand Bhagavad Gita simply by their academic qualification. That is not possible. That is not possible. If somebody is trying to Bhagavad Gita by this academic qualification, so what is the value of this academic qualification? It has no value. In the presence of spiritual science, it is a different thing. It is to be understood in a different process. So we shall discuss this Bhagavad Gita, how Arjuna understood. This is a clear fact mentioned here, that before meeting Arjuna, the science of Bhagavad Gita was lost. It is clearly said, Sakalineha Yoganastaparam. That was lost. Although it is eternal, still, because the parampara system or the disciplic succession broke, therefore the real meaning or real purpose of Bhagavad Gita was not received, it was broken. Nastha means the parampara system broke. Therefore, Krishna is appointing Arjuna to understand because he is devotee and friend. So, if you accept Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna understood it, then you are directly hearing from Krishna. That is the problem. Thank you. Any questions?
The same thing.
In the four verses, Lord Krishna informed about the Bhagavad Gita. Jnanam me param paramam guhyam jajvijnana samanditam. The same thing. When Krishna says either to Brahma or Arjuna, he says the same thing. He does not change. Yes, that is also bona fide. There is no difference between the disciplic succession from Brahma or disciplic succession from Arjuna. There is no difference. Because the message is the same. Here, nastha means that parampara is nastha, the disciplic succession was broken. It is not found somebody who is coming in that disciplic succession. The disciplic succession either from Brahma, there are four disciplic successions of the devotees, the Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya, and the Kumar Sampradaya. They are all the same. Mr. Balakrishna, you have got any question? No. Mr. Mukherjee. Dr. Murthy. No.
Yes.
So the other systems in the Bhagavad Gita, karma and jnana, is it karma turns into karma yoga, jnana turns into jnana yoga, with bhakti and the kirti?
Yes, when we add this word yoga, that means bhakti. Yoga means bhakti. Somebody is addicted to this material activity. So they are advised to act in the terms of karma yoga. What is that karma yoga? The karma yoga, the samadhi is described in Bhagavad Gita, jat karoti. Whatever you are doing, kurusata madarpana. That you are working hard life. What you have earned? $1,000. Give me. Are you prepared? Krishna is asking purushata madarpana. So if anyone is agreed, yes, Krishna, here is the money for you, then he is a karma yogi. Otherwise, a karmi. And the difference between karma yogi and karmi means he has to suffer the result, good or bad. And karma yogi has nothing to suffer. Because he is doing everything for Krishna. That's why Arjuna, in the beginning, he considered that if I kill my kinsman and my grandfather, I will sin food, yes. But the same thing he acted under the direction of Krishna. Krishna wanted, so he is free. So karma yogi means he is free from the reaction of activity. This is karma yogi. Similarly, jnana yoga. Somebody is addicted to work very hard. Somebody is addicted to speculate philosophically. So, for the speculator, Krishna says, bahunam janmanamanti jnanamanaman prabhadvati. The persons who are addicted to speculative knowledge, after many, many births, he comes to the understanding, Vasudeva Sarvami. Vasudeva Krishna is everything. That means termination of knowledge. That is jnana yoga. He by his research work, he tries to understand what is Krishna by philosophy or by science or anything, by chemistry, by physics. Oh, that is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atapumsan Vijasvesta Varnatama Vibhadaka. Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosan. Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosan. It doesn't matter in whatever activities you are engaged, but if you want to know whether your engagement is leading to perfection, then this is the test of perfection. What is that test of perfection? Saṃsiddhi haritosana. Whether by your work the Supreme Personality Godhead is satisfied. Just like Arjuna did. Arjuna in the beginning, he wanted to satisfy himself by not fighting. And he fought to satisfy Krishna. That is perfect. Saṃsiddhi haritosana, yes. Yes. What is the number? Yes. Sarvani indriyani karmani, prana karmani chapare, atma sanyama yoga nau, yuhoti jnana diti. Now, you have studied what is your understanding. Sarvani indriyani karmani atma sanjoma. The yoga, the hatha yoga system means to control the senses and control the mind. Sarvani karmani indriyani, karmendriya. The yoga system, its basic principle is to stop the material activity. Sarvani karmani, sarvani indriyani karmani, pana karmani, prana karmani, chapade. There are the controlling of different airs passing within this body upon vayu, pana vayu, prana vayu. That is the yoga system, controlling the breathing. Atma sankha. The whole thing is for atma sankha, for controlling the mind and sense. If one is unable to control the mind and senses, then he is simply wasting time. And that atma samyaya can be directly practiced by bhakti yoga. What is that? Now, the same example can be given. That Arjuna was a fighter. So, in the beginning, he was considering whether I shall fight or not. That is also atma-sangha. But actually atma-sangha was when he did not fight for his sense gratification. That is. Similarly, when we engage our senses, because senses means the wants of activity, just like our eyes. If the eyes want to see something beautiful, the tongue wants to taste something very sweet, the ear, it wants to hear something very melodious. In this way, we have got our different senses. But the yoga system is trying to stop them. Let us try to understand. Now, here the bhakti yoga system is that if you stick to the hearing of Hare Krishna and the music, melodious music by Khol Kharta, then naturally you become distasteful for hearing other songs. So this is practically Indriya Sangha. The bhakti process is that sarvapadhi vinimuktam tatparatena nirmalam. You cannot stop the senses to work. That is the negative process. Because the senses are meant for working. Therefore, you have to give better engagement to the senses. That will be explained in the, it is already explained in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Param dishya nivartate. Param dishya nivartate. If you force one to stop, it is very difficult. Therefore, so many yogis also fail. Just like Vishwamitra Muni. By force, you are trying to control his senses. But as soon as the sense got opportunity, one Manoka, a heavenly society girl, came before him, he became captive. These examples are there. And the child was born, Shakuntala, you know everyone. So, he was a great yogi. He also failed, because it was artificially being tried. But there is another instance, Thakur Haridas, he was also enticed by a prostitute at night, but he turned the prostitute to be devout. At night she came and she was induced by some of Haridas's opponent party, and he came very beautifully dressed at night, and Haridas Thakur said, how you have come here? Oh, you are so nice, so beautiful, so young, so I have come to embrace you like that, whatever. All right, please sit down. I shall fulfill your desire. Let me finish my chanting, then you shall enjoy life. So, she was chanting, the morning came, so the prostitute became disturbed, so it is now. All night, I could not finish my chanting. So come this night, I shall fulfill. In this way, second night, third night, when she came, she surrendered. Sir, I came with this purpose. Please save me. This is my business. So Thakur Haridas told, yes, I know that. But because you came to me, therefore I stayed for 3 days to purify. Now I am glad that you are purified. You sit down here, chant Hare Krishna. I am going from this place. But this Bhakta Yogi, he conquered. This is Karmendra. If you want to force your senses to stop work, it is very difficult. But if you engage your senses for transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord, it will be automatically. Stop. That is it. Atma Sangyama Guru Juhati Jnana. And that jnana means knowledge. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Bhunam Janmananti, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. If that stage of knowledge is achieved, that Krishna or Vasudeva is everything, and I am eternal servant of Krishna, that is perfection of Jnana. So when that perfection of Jnana comes, then he engages his senses, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevaram Bhakti Vichyata. When your senses are purified and you engage them in the service of the Supreme Lord Rishikesh, the master of the senses, that is Kalpa. That is the highest perfection. So we have to engage our senses, Sarvani Indriyani Karmani, by understanding. By coming to the and with the mature platform of knowledge, if you engage your senses in the Supreme, that is real controlling senses. Artificially, if we want to control our senses, it is very difficult. Any other question? We are inviting that you come and let us discuss. This is a very great science, Krishna consciousness, and it is the necessity for the human being. What? When there is opportunity, this temple is here, we are opening different centers. Why? Just to give opportunity to the people to understand this science of Krishna consciousness. It is not a bluff. We have got authorities behind this movement. Whole Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we are supported. It is nothing. The same thing, just like Arjuna says, Krishna says, Yuga Prastha Puratana is very old. But the time is so cruel that sometimes it is just like by time, sometimes it, clear sky is over cloud, covered with cloud. But that does not stay. Similarly, this cloud of ignorance at the present moment, it is not stay. As soon as people are anxious to get this knowledge, the ignorance will go away. Jnana-dipita. That Jnana-dipita, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesam evam kampartham aham अज्ञानजनितम नाशनामि आत्मभावस्त ज्ञानदीपेन भाव Yes, that is the highest perfection of yoga. Tapasvi bhavadiko yogi jnani bhopi mato dhika karmik bhascha adiko yogi tasma yogi bhavad. This yogi means bhakti yogi. Bhakti yogi. Yogi nama of Sarvasan. Here he recommends that you become a yogi.
Yeah.
And who is the perfect yogi? Topmost yogi. That is explained in the next verse. Yogi nama of Sarvasan, madgata antarasana, sadhyavan bhajati jumam, sami yukta tamo. He is the hacker. This is yoga. Who is always constantly thinking of Krishna, Hare Krishna. He is the first class. The most confidential and topmost of knowledge. Why? Is two things. Because you are my the same thing. Is two things. I want your welfare. Is two things. Dhinamit. Because you are my devotee, so I want that you be benefited. That is Krishna. As soon as you become devotee, bhaktosi, priyosi. So just like here also, if you have got a very intimate friend, he wants how you can be happy. So dhinamit. Is two things. Dhinamit. Tatova khyani. Sejana tamake munch. I am not speaking to the rascal. I am speaking to you. Because you are my most confidential friend. What is that? Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyajman namaskuru mami vaishrati satyam te pratijani priyosim. You are my dear friend. This is sarvadharmaan paritraja. Whatever I have spoken, they are all nonsense. There is sense. But the truth which I am speaking to you just now, just become my devotee. Just think of me. Just offer your obeisance unto me. Just work for me. This is the most confident. But those who are not able to understand, they are not to be able. They are to be instructed that you become a yogi, to practice your giving, to sit like this, to sit like that. Because he is unable to understand. Therefore, he says, idantate na atapaskar. One who has not undergone severe austerity, don't speak this final knowledge. He is not understanding, he will misunderstand. Just like scholars, like Radha Krishna, misunderstand. Because he has no tapaskar. He requires tapaskar. To understand this philosophy. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Tapo Vibhram Putrava, Dina Suddhita Satyam. My dear boys, just accept austerity, voluntary, restraint. So these boys, they are undergoing tapasya. Don't you think that in this country they are giving up meat eating, giving up all kinds of intoxicants, including coffee and tea. They are giving up illicit sex life. Then you see, this is not tapasya. Great tapasya, at least for this country. So, idantena tapasya. Without undergoing austerity, this science is difficult to do. That's why it is a word. Idantena tapasya. Now, people ask us, Swamiji, why you make condition? The condition, if I don't make condition, he will not be able to understand it. But I don't make condition in the beginning. I invite everyone to come and chant Hare Krishna. Then he automatically accepts all conditions. This is so nice. Because he becomes purified. When he is a little bit purified, he immediately accepts all conditions. So, those who are not tapasvi or voluntarily accepting some inconvenience. Suppose I am habituated to drink something, liquor or something. If I am stopped, there is inconvenience. But if somebody accepts voluntarily, yes, for Krishna's sake, I shall accept it. Oh, that is tapasvi. Just like Arjuna, he was very much painful to kill his kinsman. But for Krishna's sake, he agreed. That is the way. It was not very happy for him to kill his grandfather and nephew. But for Krishna's sake, that is tapasya. So people cannot understand how he was a fighter, how he is a tapasya. But he, that is the way. Anything which you do not like, but for Krishna's sake, if you accept, that is tapasya. Because we are, the central point is you love Krishna, therefore you are sacrificed. The point is that for Krishna's sake, you are voluntarily accepting this inconvenience. That is tapasya. And as soon as you become tapasya, your whole existential condition becomes purified. Sapodit Bhangajina Suddhita Satya Jasmad Dhamma Sukham Sadam Anantam. So there is a link between one Vedic literature to another. There is no contradiction. But different things are there for different classes of men. But this is for the highest class. Bhaktoti Piyoti. That is the highest position.
Yes.
What is
the value of accepting this sacrifice
for the
human? What better
benefit? What is it?
What is it? Self-inflicted pain. I
want
to hurt myself.
No. It is not like this. For just like if you are diseased, doctor says that you don't eat this. So that is not self-inflicted. The idea is that just to become pure from your disease, you accept the instruction of the physician. So unnecessarily, that is also condemned. If you simply fast unnecessarily, that is condemned. Now, for a better purpose, for understanding of this, you can take some, accept some pain state. A better purpose. If there is no purpose, what is the use of pain state? Samayavai kevalam. That is simply liver, have love, that's all. So, here everything is recommended for understanding Krishna. That is not very difficult. By Krishna's grace, it is not at all difficult. But it appears to be difficult. for a person who is accustomed to do such things. Otherwise, it is not the teacher. Yes, but if you love something and for that love's sake, if you give up something, that is also taken in account, that you are doing the same thing on account of love. The whole philosophy is for a better position, you can accept some voluntary inconsistency, for better. Just give me some practical example. What you are doing?
Preparing for shadow.
This is not bhakti yoga?
No, I'm not. This is what I don't understand.
So why don't you understand? Your prasadam, you are not cooking for yourself. You are cooking for Krishna.
Yeah, what I'm doing is that we're performing actions in our body.
And first of all, try to understand this. This cooking is all. If you are cooking for Krishna, that is bhakti yoga. And if you are cooking for yourself, for your self-gratification, that is karma. The same process. Why don't you take the example of Arjuna? For himself, he was considering whether I shall fight or not. But as soon as he understood Bhagavad Gita, he decided, oh, Krishna wants it. He fought. That is bhakti yoga. So you can perform bhakti yoga by fighting, by cooking, by going to the office, and it means that purpose is for Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. Is it clear?
Karma yoga.
Karma means sense gratification. And bhakti yoga means Krishna satisfaction.
Karma yoga.
Karma yoga means just to dovetail your karma with yoga principles, to arrive to the bhakti yoga.
To eventually arrive.
Yes.
Okay.
That is karma.
Okay.
That is not bhakti yoga. But the aim is to arrive at the bhakti yoga. Is it clear?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, try to understand in this way. It's very good.
The same thing with
Hatha
Yoga.
No, Hatha Yoga is not bhakti yoga.
Hatha
Yoga is the process for making the mind under control. If it is properly performed, but generally it is in the name Hatha Yoga. Several times in Bhagavad Gita it is stated Hatha Yoga, how it is to perform, that you have to perform in a sacred place, alone, in a secluded place, sitting like this, seeing like this, or eating like this. Who is following those regulations? Nobody is following. So there simply it is going on under the name of yoga, but actually nobody is following the principle. But that is difficult. That is not possible. In this age, now suppose if you have to perform Hatha Yoga in a secluded place, in a sanctified place and alone, who is fulfilling these three conditions? ekati, jagadrishti atma, ekati, ekati means hello. Suchau dese means very sanctified place. Samogriva, man, this body and the neck and the feet, feet means his head, this has been straight line. And you cannot close your eyes fully, you have to half close and see the top of your nose. In this way, sit down always, never go to sleep. I have seen in my childhood, Jogi, in Calcutta, Karighar, he was 24 hours sitting. When he was feeling uncomfortable, he had a wooden bar like this, but he was never sleeping. That is yoga practice. So who is going to do that? It is very difficult. Therefore, Arjuna said, Krishna, you are recommending this yoga practice, but it is impossible. 5,000 years ago, a person like Arjuna declined, oh, it is not possible for him. No one is asking for their strength, their yoga system. That is not possible. Yes. Yes, first of all, you have to connect yourself with Krishna, then you act according to the direction of Krishna.
And the connection will be through the devotion.
Certainly.
The devotion.
Yes.
And not that you were suggested immediately ago as the animosity. That is also very difficult, like Jiran Apostle.
That is also under the Krishna's direction, because when they are condemned to go to the material world, they prayed, they, how we shall be delivered? Then Krishna gave him direction that if you treat me as enemy, then free.
You will come quickly.
Yes, quickly. And if you treat me as friend, then you will take long time. They prepared, yes, we shall treat you like enemy, because I am enemy, to come quickly.
But to understand the process, the relationship.
So that means he is following Krishna's direction, that's all.
So
he doesn't mind that I am going to be enemy of Krishna. The principle is that he is following. If Krishna says that you become my enemy, so I can become his enemy. That is bhakti yoga. Yes, I want to satisfy Krishna. Just like a master is asking servant that you knock me. Yes. He is knocking that. So that is service. The others may see, oh, he is knocking, and he is saying, I am serving. What is this? He is knocking. But master wants that you knock me. That is service. Service means that you obey the order of the master. It doesn't matter what it is. There is a very nice example in Lord Chaitanya's life that he has his personal servitor, Govinda. So after Lord Chaitanya would take prasadam, and then Govinda would take. So one day, Lord Chaitanya, after taking prasadam, he laid down himself on the threshold. What is called threshold? Door. So Govinda crossed him. Govinda used to massage his leg after when he was taking rest. So Govinda crossed Lord Chaitanya and massaged his leg. Lord Chaitanya was sleeping, and say after half an hour when he got, he said, Govinda, you are not taking your prasadam as yet? I know, sir. Why? I cannot cross you. You are lying down there. So how you can? I came cross. How? You first of all came cross and why not going crossing? But that I came to serve you. And now I cannot cross to be to take my prasadam. That is not my duty. That is for myself, and it is for you. So for Krishna's pleasure, you can become his enemy, you can become his friend, you can become anything. That is bhakti yoga. Because your aim is how to please Krishna. And as soon as the point comes to please your senses, then you come to mercy immediately. Krishna bhuliya jivi bhogavan chakare, pasete mayatare japotiya dhare. As soon as we forget Krishna and we want to do things for our sense gratification, that is maya. And as soon as you give up the process of sense gratification and do everything for Krishna, that is liberation. Yes, certainly.
Because he also thought that Dr. Puja Narayana and Ramachandra told him by the people.
That doesn't matter. But his activities were bhakti yoga. He set fire to the house and the capital of Rava. That is bhakti yoga. People will say, how it is by setting fire in another house, bhakti yoga. But they practically see what Hanuman's business was. Just to punish Ravan, that's all. That is bhakti yoga, and he was considered to be the greatest devotee of Ramachandra. He never studied Vedanta Sutra because he was animal. So he had no opportunity, but still he became the greatest devotee, Ram Bhakta. Why? By setting fire to the Ravan's house, that's all. These are practical examples. By setting fire to the house of Ravana, he became the great devotee of Ravana. And similarly, the same case is with Arjuna. Arjuna also fought. He killed his kinsman and he became a great bhakti. Somebody in Bengal, some gentleman, criticized that Lord Chaitanya introducing this bhakti yoga as, what is called, effeminated the population of Bengal. And then you do not know what is bhakti yoga.
I was telling about Dr. Arjun Punaskin, that lovely book. I was telling Punaskin about the publication of Dr. published a book on life of Sri Chaitanya. That book?
I do not know this Dr. Rakul Prasad Sen.
I will see the book, I have
it. So, we are not concerned with any scholarly book. We are concerned whether it is written by a devotee.
Yes, that's the fundamental thing.
Yes. We don't care for any scholarly writing, because they will commit mistakes. Rāva bhaktasya kutu mahat guna. One who is not devotee, he cannot have any good quality. Dejected, immediate.
So what did you
conclude?
Did you prove that you are
assuming it? Yes, I told that you do not know bhakti yoga.
No.
The two greatest fights in India, Ramayana fight and Mahabharata fight, was conducted by Vaishnava, Arjuna and Hanuman. Therefore you do not know what is bhakti yoga, I told you. The bhakta, for Krishna's sake, he can do anything. But by nature, he is perfect. He does not commit any violence. That's why Gautri Arjuna's character, you are so much harassed by the opposite party. His wife was insulted, his kingdom was, by unlawful means taken away. They were sent to forest for 13 years after so many troubles. He never tried to retaliate. He said, all right, but now I don't want my kingdom. I cannot fight with my kingdom. This is Vaishnava nature. But as soon as he understood, so this fight is liked by Krishna, oh, then I am committing this step. I must wait. It is not his cowardness. He was quite competent to fight, but out of his Vaishnava compassion he was avoiding it in the beginning. But when he understood that my master, Krishna, he wants it, he gave up his decision. The Vaishnava, that is Vaishnavism. Devotee means he can act anything and everything for the Lord. That is Vaishnavism. But under the direction, and not in the direction. Either Arjuna or Hanuman, he did not set fire to the Ravana's house in the under the direction of Rama. Arjuna also fought under the direction of Krishna. Similarly, we have to take the direction of Krishna or his representative. Then it is this night. Yes, he is giving so much respect. You see how much honor was given to Hanuman. Why? Because he is a devotee. Like a personality like Arjuna, he is keeping on his head the flag marked to Hanuman. So Hanuman was a great devotee and fighter, he is healthy. All right. Any other question? Dr. Murthy, do you have no question? That's all. Thank you. Prabhupada Bahu. Hare Krishna, then chant Hare Krishna.